Zvachim Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. This perek is a different type of perek. It's Oisik and Yoni Kotchim. It's all the context of Behemoth of Kotchim, Karbonis, Dam of different Karbonis, but it's what's called Perek HaTaruvis. It's cases of Taruvis, which are really Shastik HaKlolim, Bittul Beroiv, Bittul Beshishim, called the Parish Miruba Parish Musogim, that are Shach Tekola Terekula in the context of Kotchim. The Gemara, it's a fascinating limud, because there's a lot of Musogim that are negated to the rest of Shas, but it's very Kotchimdik. There is one area of Taruvis, of different types of Kodesh, that has its own dynamic and its own rules and its own Mesechta, and it's called Meseches Kinim. The very end of Seder Kotchim is the two birds that are part of a Korban Yoledes, the Chata Soif and the Oila Soif, if they became mixed up, or you have different kinim mixed up. How do we reconcile? How are they brought? What could be brought? Lamal, Lamata, with all the different rules of Hazor, Mitzui, etc., and the Mokum Adam, all that is the realm of Meseches Kinim. We're learning about Behemis. We'll see also instances of Taruvus of Dam. Starts the Mishnah. Kol hazvachim shenisarvu b'chatois hamesois. Kol hazvachim, we understand, any type of carbon, it's mixed up with chatois hamesis. This needs a hakdama. Chatois hamesis is a musig that's primarily shaykh from Meseches Tumur, and it's like this. There's a halachal Moshe Mesinai that there are five types of chatois that have no way of pidyon. That means normally a behema that was hukdash, as a carbon oil, carbon shlamim, becomes a balmum. So it becomes ois kiddush l'sakuf to a certain extent. It's psuli amigdashim, and the psuli amigdashim is yotze mechlal kiddush osoy. And with certain limitations, one could treat it and one could use it for chulin. What happens, l'mashal, if a person was mafish a carbon shlamim, and then he thought it got lost, or he thought that it was a balmon, he was having another carbon. He brought the other carbon. So he has now a spare carbon shlam. Okay, so fine. It's kodesh b'kedusha shlam. You can't make it ice kodeshim. So memeli, you bring the second one. The problem is, by a chatos, that's not going to work. Because by a chatos, once a different carbon was brought in its stead, the carbon chatos was hufrash for this specific chet. We spoke to that in the beginning of the Masechta, that part of the chalois, that's a chefza of a carbon chatos, and the kedusha that's chal on it is that it's kodosh for Yankel's chelev that was eaten on Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So it's very specific to that chet, it's very specific to that person, can't be brought by anybody else for anything else. And therefore, there's a halacha that chatois that become extraneous, the halacha is that they should be mesos. The halacha of Moshe Mesinai is, we don't leave it yira ad sheyistoyv, which is the halacha by other kotchim. If they can't be brought, graze them, yira, they should graze and feel ad sheyistoyv until they become balimumin, until they fall on a rock, they trip, whatever it is, and then you can make them always kodesh. Over here, these five types of chatos have to be put into a room, and they have to be left to starve, and they die. We don't kill them b'yadayim, because they're kotchim, but lamaizim, they're left to die. The Hechatois Bekitz and Nimritz, we're quoting from the Sechas Tmura, is a Vlad Chatos, a Chatos which could be in a cave, you can have a Vlad Chatos. It has Kedusha of its mother, but it can't be brought for that carbon, obviously, because the mother had to be brought. So the Vlad, so you're stuck with a carbon Chatos that has Kedusha of a specific Chatos, and it can't be brought for that, therefore it's Mesos. Tmura's Chatos, again, the Chatos was designated on this, and then he made Tmura, which means he tried to switch the Kedusha from this Behemoth to that Behemoth. It's Chal on both. He can't bring both. He can't bring the second one. Chatos Shemesu Bo'aleo, Chatos, where it can't be brought as the carbon for Yankel's Chelev, because Yankel Nebuch passed away. So now what? By a regular Shlom, so the Yashim will bring the carbon Shlom. What's the big deal? Vasu Shlech, bringing our carbon, even though the original Meskaper, the Bailim, the Menadev is dead. By Chatos, the carbon has no Mashmos outside the kapora of Yankel's Chelev, Yankel Lepshenisht. The fourth case is Chatosh and Skapur Balea Baches, which is the case that we started with, where another carbon was brought for whatever reason. Chatosh over Shnosa, Chatosh has to be Tech Shnosa. So if it finished its time, it can't be brought anymore as a carbon. Chatosh, so what do you do with it? Meses. All these five, or any of these five, more accurately, that got mixed up in a whole pen of kabbonis that were oimid to be karev. Now, this halacha is in the context of kachim, but really, there's a choymer over here of an animal which is mixed up with other animals, and bittel doesn't work. We're talking about that there's one chatas mesos mixed up with 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 other behemos. We're not mavatel, we have a problem. Now, we don't know which one is the one that's also. We have a problem with all 100. The problem is not only a problem by kochim. The Mishnah gives another example. Oy b'shar niskol. A shar niskol is a shar that was chalon at achiv misa, either because it was part of a roiva nirva in Pashas Achim Oysa Gedoshim, or because it was a shar haniskal, because it was a neger, Pashas Mishpatim. Either way, a behema loy batli. Afilo echad beribu, we said 60, 70, 100. The Mishnah says 1,000. Yomusu kulam. We can't use any of them. They all have a suffix on them. Yomusu kulam. You have to wipe them out. How? You put them, what the Gemara calls bekipa, in a room without food and drink, and eventually they'll die. The Rav quotes from the Gemara that the reason why there's no bittel is balechayim chashivi v'loy batli. This is a din that we have in Maseches Chulin, where certain things have a chashivas, they're not bottle, even though we know that a min b'mina is bottle b'roiv. We'll have that later on in the perek. Min shaloy b'mina needs bittel b'shishim. We'll explain these, by the way, more later on in the perek. But a certain dvarim chashuvim, whether it's a chashivas by itself, cannot be, do not have bittel. Afilo echa b'ribuy. That being said, so we have 1,000 behemos. One of them has a din of chatas shemeso. The sound, why yamusu kulam? Just leave all 1,000 of them, yirachi yistoyev. They'll all become balimum, and maybe they could be used. And the answer to that is that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is that it's not only halacha that a chatos of any of the five types that we mentioned can't be used, and therefore you have to get rid of it because it's just around to make trouble. Somebody's going to be mailing it, more than that. There's a chiv, there's a chalois din of yamusu. So since there's a chiv that's chal of yamusu, we have to be mekayim that din even at the price of 1,000. Now the truth of the matter is that in shor haniskal there's no such din. Shor haniskal is only a din the behemoth should die. But look over here, the taisvis, and it's in the mefarshim, is that there's no chiv to kill it. There's a din only that a shor haniskal becomes also bahano because of the chalois din skill that was chal. So if you don't know which one to kill, l'chayu, you don't have to kill any of them. And you could just be yirachi yistavu. Over here, shteit mafush and taisis, they were chayshish, because you can leave one around. They didn't want to get into a suffix, therefore they said yamusu kulam. Does it have to be yamusu kulam, l'chayu could kill him, be a dayim, be soikul kulam, l'chayu, that should be enough. There's a back and forth in the mafush about that. Vinish vid halacha over here is there's no bittel on balechayim, and therefore yamusu kulam. Now we have another din. This arvu b'shor shenevda b'averu, not a behemah that's chayv misa. It's a behemah that was nevda b'averu, and the din over here is that it becomes posel hakrova. That means a behemah that was nevad favoidizoro, or it was roiva nirva, even if it was never chal in bezin. Why? Because there was never the proper edim to bring it to Bezin. The way you have to read the Mishnah is like this. Nesavu b'shor shenevda b'averu. The first word, oi, read like kegoin. It's not oi, it's not a second case. The first case where it was nevda b'averu and it became posel akrova, but it doesn't have a din that was chal to be niskal, is shehemes adam al pi erechot. And erechot saw that it killed. So mele was chal and it didn't iser hakrova. Agra, that's not poshut. Why is it that way? If no din misa was chalon it ali debezin, why does it have a din psul akrova? So the Gemara learns out, because the posuk in the beginning of Pashas Vayikra, min abehemim, min abokim, min atzoin, takivus, koban chem, the extra vov in the word umin hatzoin is lemaites haneger. I just said it in Rav from the Gemara. So heim zodim al pied echot. The reason why the Mishnah says al pied echot is because a din teira or a psak misa has to be al tu edim. So the edechot is enough to be made on the isa veheta status, that is posel akrova. Tu edim would take it to Bezdin, in which case Bezdin would have paskin on it. That's chayv skila. Oy al pied bailim. The din is that even though he does baldin kime edim domi and din imomnis, but not when the bailim is being made on his shor, because it's not a din mitzad his momin. it's a din in the shor. So din the shor needs edim. Toidos bal din is meaningless. Legabi the din of the shor. B'roiva, b'nirva, b'mukta, b'nevad. What was he made? Either that it was hemis adam, or it was roiva nirva. Either one becomes posel lakrova. B'mukta is that it was miyud l'avod zar. It was set aside for avod zar. Nevad is that it was actually nevad l'avod zar. That also pasels. The Gemara learns out each one of these things as from a pasuk. A pasuk in Parshas Hamikim, osh chasom behem mum bom lo yerotzu lochem. It's psul lahakrovav lo yerotzu from anything that's mosh chasom miloshen hashchosu, which means either nevad or mukta. As I state in Gemara. Esnan is a din in Pasha Shoftim, Lesovi Esnan, Zoinu Mechir Kelebeis Hashem Lekecho. Sorry, not in Pasha Shoftim, Pasha Kiseitze. The Pasuk says, Lesovi Esnan, Zoinu Mechir Kelebeis Hashem Lekecho. The dinim, by the way, are discussed in Mesechus Tmur Barichus, in the 6th Perek. But for now, suffice it that an Esnan is a behemoth that was given for a Tashlum from Isis Nus, or Mechir, it was Mechir Miloshin price, that it was a behemoth that was traded for a kelev. That's also a bezoyin. It's chal in the behemoth psul akrova. Beklayim is that the behemoth is a behemoth, but it was born from a revia, from a mixed match. So memela, even though it's born from a mixed match where both of them are aroy lakrova, the Gemara learns this half from a pasuk in Pashdem, Ashore kezva eiz ki voled, that a behemoth to be kosher has to be defined completely as a shor or a kesem or an ez, not a tziruf of both. B'treifa, treifa is posel l'shchita, it's also posel l'akrova. B'yotze doifin is an interesante zach. A yotze doifin is an animal that was born by cesarean, nu vasa shlech, because the posel says shor a kesem or ez ki yivoleh, that it has to be yivoleh. The rab brings the gzeres ha-kosu. All these are behemoths that are not roi lakrova. If they get mixed up with other behemoths, heyoyz de balichaim lebatli, like we said, yiru ad sheyistavu, they should graze until yistavu. By the way, we didn't explain it before. In Loshen Targum, yistav is a Loshen tumah. So here it's used as a psul. It should graze until it becomes posel, i.e. until it becomes a balmum. Have it graze in a rocky field. It will fall off a cliff. It will break its leg. It becomes oisroi lakrova, v'yimochru, then it can be sold. The pshat is like this, a behemoth tmima that has kedusha's carbon on it cannot, there's no way to take off the kedusha. The only way to take the kedusha off the animal is only after it's a balmum, so it's not roi lakrova anymore. It's not the kedusha's carbon of kedusha's haguf. However, it still does have a din that shaykh the hagdish. It can be sold and the money should be used for a carbon. For which carbon? The kedusha on the money is nitvas that it's dmei oila, dmei shlomim, dmei whichever carbon. So mela, every single one of these animals becomes a balmum. Remember, you don't know which one is the eniroi lakrova. It's mixed up in other zvachim. All of them, you need to buy midmei hayofa shebohen me oise hamin for that min. That means if the nicest of the whole eder was klar that it was hukrav la oila, so then it'll have to be Dmei Oilo. So where there was a Sofik, because you don't know which one got mixed up, was Oilo Shlom, you'll have to be Chesh both ways. You'll have to add money. More Protim, that we just explained, the wording in the Mishnah is Bekitzer, is explained in the next Mishnah. The last case over here in the Mishnah is Nisarv Bechulin Tmimin. We're not talking here about one of the Bali Avera, one of the Psulim. We're talking here about a Korban. You have a Seh that was set aside for a Korban Oilo, has Kedusha Oilo. And now it's mixed up together with chulin tmimim. Again, balachayim lebotl. You can go boss a bitl beroiv and so on. So mele yimochru hachulin letzvichei oisamin. You're gonna have to sell all the behemoths. Here you don't have to do anything drastic of yirat sheyistavu. It's a simple. It's an asik. It's a headache, but it's not such a big deal. Let's say one kevis that has kedusha soil got mixed up in another 20. Behemoth that was in the barn together with. Take those 20. You go to the Shuk Yerushalayim where they sold behemoths. People, thousands of people would come and they would buy kvosim for a carbon oil. Sell each one of those for keves and all of them are royal like rovers. It's not a problem. You're not dealing with psulim. What's the problem, Sachkol? The problem is is that every single one of these Yidden takes one of the behemoths, and they're going to be makriv the korban lishmom. The problem is that the korban is not being brought for the right owner. So with that, what you do is you have in mind that it's for whoever the owner is. That's the whole problem. That could be cheshbon din. And more on that detail, we'll see him in Yitzhak Shem B'Hemshech.